Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Daniel.
I'm Daniel, I'm an alcoholic. That's rad, man. I like that. I was thinking, I was like, I hope it's just like a shot at the doc, you know, get it over with, man. Just give it to me when I'm not looking. Yeah, I'm Daniel, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm really happy to be here tonight. I've grown up at this meeting, man. This was the first meeting I got a commitment at when I was newly sober, and I'll be forever grateful for John who did that for me. And I always cry when I speak, man. And I swear to God, it's hard to surrender to that. I wish I could just come up and not cry for once, but I always do. I got here, and my sponsor told me to get a commitment. And I didn't even have to do nothing, man. A guy came up to me and said, "Hey, man, can you be of service here?" And that's God working in my life from the beginning, dude. Right away, he put somebody in my life. I didn't even have to ask for a commitment. He was just like, "Hey, you want to be of service?" And all I said was yes. Said, yeah, I didn't say no. And you guys gave me a key to this place, and you let me open up, and you let me set your chairs up. And you guys gave me a purpose when I was new. And I need to be physical, so you guys gave me a bunch of chairs and a sweat I got to break every Saturday night. And damn, I felt good when I left this meeting, man, because of that. And that's how my sobriety started, man. I got busy right away. My first meeting was January 10th of 08. I got fired from my job bussing tables at Trophy's Restaurant in Mission Valley, and I went home and I told my mom the truth for the first time in about a long time, man. I told her that I was willing to go to rehab and that I needed help, and I still was like, I'll do it tomorrow, you know, like, because I'm always like, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll quit drinking tomorrow. And so she had me call this lady, and I gave her a call, and she asked me if I would like to go to a meeting on Friday night, and out of nowhere I said yeah, and I walked out and asked my mom to take me to that meeting that night. And when I got here to Alcoholics Anonymous, man, I couldn't look you in the eye. I did not look like I was in good shape. I just had my head down on the ground, man. I felt like a piece of shit. I felt like the worst guy who ever walked this earth, man. I felt like I'd never get, like, I didn't have any hope, dude. And my sponsor said I was like the hopeless guy, most hopeless guy he'd seen in a while. That lady walked me up to a man, and he put his hand out to me, and he introduced me. And I went and sat down by myself, and he was there with a couple of his sponsees, and he asked me if I wanted to come sit with him. And I walked over, and I sat down with him, man. And he took me out to dinner that night, and he took me to another meeting. And when I got home at 11 o'clock that night, I didn't care if my mom kicked me out of the house or, you know, if I was going to not have nowhere to live, dude, because I felt something inside me that told me I was going to be okay. I knew that if I called that guy tomorrow, he'd come pick me up like he said he would, because there was something about him. There was just something about him that told me that. And I called him the next day like he told me to, man. And he picked me up and took me to a meeting. And we got busy, man. We got busy reading that book. And how I was spending my days and my nights before I got here was I'd go to work. I'd sweat, and I'd get really pissed off the longer the day went without a drink, man. I couldn't think. I couldn't think straight by about noon at work, man. I'd just be sweating, and I couldn't think straight, and I'd be getting irritable, and people'd start pissing me off. And the thing about me is I'd just start thinking about that beer I was going to buy after work, man. It'd make me feel better. Just thinking about it would make my day go by. I go, okay, I got two more hours. All right. Just thinking about it would make me feel better. And I'd get off work, and I'd start drinking, and I pretend like I was sleeping, so when my mom came home, she wouldn't see how tore up I was, and I wait for her to go to bed, and I drink my way through the night, man. And one night, I got so sick of living like that, at about 3 a.m., I remember I thought about AA, and I asked God to help me, man. I said, "God, dude, please help me. I don't want to live like this no more." And I ended up in an AA meeting on a Friday night, and God working in my life was me getting fired from my job that day. And, I got busy working these steps, and my sponsor showed me to show up to meetings early and not talk during the meeting and sit in the front row. And thank God he taught me those things, because those are uncomfortable things for me to do. I like what Patrick said about walking through my fears. You know, I've been really afraid of dating and doing that kind of stuff, and I've been working on that. I had coffee with a really cool girl a couple weeks ago, and That was something I couldn't do for 18 months sober, you guys. So if you're having a problem with that, dude, and you know, it took me 18 months to get enough pain. My life's been rebuilt, man. I spent my first year living with my mom, going to meetings every day, getting commitments and working the steps. So I did a fourth step, and I found out that it wasn't you guys, it was me. And I saw my part in a lot of resentments. And the first lady, I had a resentment towards a lady in this program. First one on my list, I just went home and I started writing, and the first one that popped up was this anger towards this lady. And you know what, man? I worked that fourth step, and I saw my part, and I felt bad about how I had treated her. And I went from hating this person to feeling bad about how I treated her, you know. And I got to help her move one day. And I got to help her move, and I didn't expect anything in return. And I enjoyed that day. And I got to come here and do my commitment that night. And me and that lady are friends today, man. It's cool. It's crazy how that stuff works. And I'm a self-pitying drama queen. I have a big, big, big problem with drama. I'm not comfortable unless I have something to be worried about. Life being good is not what I'm used to, man. It's just too—it's just hard for me to live a life that's going well. That's my whole life. I've been in trouble, or I've had something to be worried about, or you know, what's going to happen next? You know, my mom's going to come home. What am I going to? Oh my God! You know, my dad going to be screwed up? Oh my God! What's going to happen now? And my life's great today, man. I can't believe it, dude. I got a brand new car in the parking lot, man. Like I got my own place to live today. I don't have to. I'm self-supporting. I got a job. I have more friends than I can count, dude. I got guys who are like, dude, that's so sick you're speaking tonight. Thank you. And, it's a trip. My mom's here. Spend the day with her. Yeah, dude, thank you, Alcoholics Anonymous, man, for loving me. And I didn't know how to tie this damn tie when I got here, man. You guys taught me how to do that. I remember thinking, I was like, I'm one of those guys you guys taught how to tie a tie, you know? And, it's a cool, I don't know how much time I have left, but it's just been a wild ride. I've had a cool experience lately. When I was drinking, you know, I found this group of guys, and they were like having fun, man. They were going to college parties and drinking out of kegs, and they were dealing drugs, and they were just living the life I was looking forward to my whole life. Like, they were the guys. And when I met this group of guys, it was like I had arrived when I met them, man. I was so stoked. I was accepted into this group. They were, one day they told me, they're like, dude, you're part of the group now. And I swear, man, that was the best feeling I ever felt, because I never felt a part of anything. And I never felt a part of that group of guys at school. And when they said that to me, man, it was crazy. And they drank like I drank, man, and it was fun. I had a great time with them. And thank God I got put in that group, because I got to drink so much, I got done. And about 90 days ago, this guy I used to party with got sober again, man. I've gotten to be in his life, and it's just been a really cool experience, man. It's just crazy. Like, I just know God put me everywhere I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be there, man. And He gave me this gift to be of service to people. That's the only reason I'm sober today, is to be of service, man, and to help other people. And it's just cool. He got 90 days a couple days ago, and it's just one of those little gifts, man. One of those little gifts. I love that guy, man. It's been a great, great time getting to spend time with him and see him get of service and see him start working the steps and watch him change. And I'm watching what happened to me happen to him, and it's cool. Yeah. I think that's about it. Thanks.